Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 18th year. I'm Frank Legato, editor of Global Gaming Business. Today's GGB podcast is sponsored by IGT, the industry's largest supplier with solutions for every gaming issue. Today, our guest is Keith Krasinski, who is Vice President of Studios for North America at Ainsworth Game Technology. Keith is a veteran game designer and R&D executive, having spent 12 years as director of game development for the former Bally Technologies, followed by stints at IGT, and most recently, as the first vice president of game development for Gaming Arts. He joins Ainsworth to oversee an expansion in its game development efforts. Thanks for being on the podcast today, Keith.
Thanks, Frank. Great to see you again, as always.
Thank you. Well, you just helped your former company establish its first slot products. What drew you to Ainsworth?
You know, yeah, I had a great experience at my previous life, and it was being able to deal and work every day with such great people, and you know, the friends and the relationships that I had over there, we'll never forget them, and they were awesome. But you know, it was really about what's my next challenge, right? What's going to be the next thing that I do? And in the 5 years, you know, creating something from scratch was an experience I'll never forget. But it was okay, cool, did that. And now what's going to be next? And, you know, Ainsworth has such a great history, right? And it was something that, you know, being in the industry for 20 years now, something that I always looked from afar, right? And saw some of their great products and said, wow, that's something that's really great going on over there. So that was really one of the biggest reasons. The other major reason, and I'll say it, is, you know, it's not very often you get to go and work closely with one of your best friends. And Mike Trask and I go way, way back. And, you know, I remember even being at G2E's in the past, and we joked about, you know, one day being higher up in a company and being able to make decisions together and things like that. So, you know, he was a big, big reason why I came over here. We've got a lot of similarities. You know, we both have wives that are extremely successful in the industry too. We both have daughters, and it's just nice to have that friendly face I get to see every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. And you join Ainsworth as its game development efforts are expanding with studios in Austin and Reno now. How do those fit into your product strategy?
Variety, right? I mean, you know, to be a successful larger company in this industry, you can't just be doing the same thing over and over again, right? And with guys like Jim Palermo and Lauren Nelson, you know, they bring something to the table that is just outstanding, right? I mean, so often we get caught in the daily grind of, you know, getting games out for markets or for configurations or things like that. It's nice to have these satellite / boutique studios that are able to just focus on great products. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have great products coming out of all of our studios. You know, the studio here in Vegas, Neon Garage, great products coming out of Buzz Studio over in Australia. And, you know, we're really looking for the home run hits to come from Sierra Studio up in Reno under Lauren Nelson, and Electric Factory under Jim Palermo in Austin. So, you know, the variety is what's going to be a key for us moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And what's your philosophy on leading these creative teams?
You know, I've always been a clubhouse guy, right? I think I said before in one of our interviews, you know, happy developers make happy games. That hasn't changed. You know, it really is about having a fun, safe environment for people to excel at. I've always said, you know, you spend more time with the people you work with than the people you choose to spend your life with. So you might as well enjoy that, right? And at least have that companionship, that fun, and be able to come to work and you know, it's work, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone wakes up in the morning, and there's some days where you're like, oh gosh, I gotta go to work. But we get to make games for a living. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I try to instill in everybody, is that, you know what? Yeah, it's a job, but you get to do something that there's plenty of people in the world who would, you know, absolutely love to do for their livelihood.
This podcast is sponsored by IGT, featuring its new multi-level progressive Mystery of the Lamp. Initial test bank numbers show strong performance, and it's no mystery why players love these enchanting MLPs. Mystery of the Lamp includes a persistence feature that builds anticipation and bonuses that can be combined for massive awards. Available exclusively on the all-new Peak Curve 49. This is a combination designed to give your floor a higher ceiling. Learn more at igt.com/mysteryofthelamp. What are some of the first things you're working on?
So yeah, I mean, one of the big things that I did when I first came in was to create some processes, procedures, and organize the studios. One thing that we had going on in North America was it was one big studio. It didn't really make sense with having, you know, a bunch of guys on the East Coast in South Carolina. So it was, okay, well, let's split them up. Let's have, you know, the Neon Garage studio here in Vegas, the Atomic studio out in South Carolina. And did that, and it really worked out. It's really working out now. And, you know, we have our daily communication, right? One thing that wasn't here before was the morning scrums. You know, every morning at 7 o'clock for me, it's 10 o'clock for them out in South Carolina. We get on, talk for 15 minutes and figure out what we're doing. Same deal for here in Vegas. You know, every morning, 9:30, we're up and we're doing our morning scrums. And then the processes and the procedures, right? Prior to me being here, there was really okay, let's start a game and let's end the game. You know, that was really, really it. Communication is so vital in this industry and for what we do. We really needed to instill some checkpoints along the way. Checkpoints where David Bollison, right, the chief technology officer, can sign off on a game and say, yes, I like that. Checkpoint where Mike Trass says, yep, this is what I asked for. Checkpoints where, Darren Hunsberger or Miguel or Richard can say, yes, this is what we asked for, and have that input, right? Because as developers, our first customer is our own internal company. We have to sell the game to our product management, to our sales team, before they can go ahead and sell it to the operators and to the players themselves. And it's getting everybody on board, getting that sense of pride in it, and setting up those processes and procedures and kind of organizing things was my first goal. And I think after 7 months or so, we're on our way.
Okay. Tell us about the new Platinum series.
Yeah. Platinum was something that, you know, when I was looking at the history of Ainsworth, I said, okay, what made Ainsworth great back in the day, right? Because there's a lot of history there. So for me, Quad Shot, right? Quad Shot was a fun mechanic with the five of a kind progressive triggers. And, you know, you had that feeling of, wait, did I get more on that spin or did I not trigger more? And it was a really, really good, interesting mechanic when it first came out. And it still resonates today. Quick Spin. Right. Quick Spin is another great Ainsworth brand. Mm-hmm. So it was, okay, how can we take these things, bring them into, 2023 and create something new? And then it was, okay, well, what else made Ainsworth great? Must Win By Progressives, right? That was something when it first came out, I remember being there going, holy cow, that is powerful. And seeing how that resonated across multiple jurisdictions, multiple markets. It's, still exceptionally popular in Latin America. So how can we, make that formula work, right? Quad Shot plus Quick Spin plus Must Win By. And the only thing that was missing from that formula was, something that's extremely popular right now, obviously, which is the Hold and Respin. Mm-hmm. So how can we make that work? And that's what basically became Platinum. And that's what we're going to be debuting at G2E 2023. And it's taking, those two great brands, putting a linked Must Win By Progressive on top of it. So in a bank of games, you'll all be chasing that, that number. And the mechanic in which we're awarding that is through a hold and respin. Mm-hmm. So on paper, it sounds great. I actually just got out of a game review with the team, and we're all happy and excited about it. And, yeah, can't wait to show it off.
Okay, well, do you feel there's going to be opportunities to redeploy some of Ainsworth's legacy brands?
Absolutely, and I just stated it, right, with the Quad Shot, with the Quick Spin. Mustang is another one that has been really, really popular. Rumble, and then the Must Win Buys. I think that the library, the catalog is extremely strong, and it's just begging to be brought up to the modern era. And across all markets, right? Australia, Latin America, I said, is a big one for us. Even into the HHR and Class 2, how can we be successful there?
Mm-hmm. What are your priorities now as you prepare for your first G2E show with Ainsworth and for the coming year?
You know, I mean, have fun, right? I think that at the end of the day, that's what it all comes down to. If we're having fun, then that's going to be, you know, shown in the products that we have. Mm-hmm. But even more globally, right, it's having pride in our products. And that's not just in the game development team, right? That's across the board. That's, you know, in the sales team, in the product management team, in the project management team, in TC, in everybody, is these are ours, right? This is our legacy that we're building. And that's a big part of what we're going to be showing, right? A legacy to create. And I think hitting on those key words and making sure that we're doing that and, you know, getting Ainsworth back to where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Keith, thank you for being on the podcast today. I appreciate it. And we will see you in the coming months leading up to the big trade show.
Can't wait, Frank. Looking forward to it.
Okay, take care. Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast sponsored by IGT. To learn more about the topic we just discussed, visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.